site onto the podcast page. 457-5957, 457-KXLR. You can call me now and get in on it. Help me out. You're my guest host for about a minute. Then you can tell all your friends, hey, I was on the radio. Listen to it. You can, well, if they're live, they can listen now. Or they can go back and hear you on the podcast. You can tell your, share it with your friends as well, because it'll be recorded for all eternity. 457-5957 to help me out with the idiot of the day. Elsewhere on the show today, we're going to look at some items that are that go normally go on sale in November if you're looking to buy some stuff. Also, let's see, Halloween backlash. We'll look at that, some good and bad things. And Apple has secretly been cataloging photos of you wearing a bra, ladies. I'll tell you about that. X-Rock, good morning. Who's this?
It's Gilbert.
Gilbert, how are you today, Gilbert?
Doing fine.
Excellent. All right, time for our idiot of the day. Let's go. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
All right, Gilbert, here we go. We got a couple of them for you. Let's start with this. We're going to start with, it was Halloween. I'm thinking, you know, a lot of stores, a lot of businesses, people dress up at work. I don't know if you guys did, Gilbert. A few people around the station did. And we're in radio, which is weird. But anyway, I'm thinking this particular Staples store isn't going to have its employees dress up next Halloween. A Staples in Pleasant Hill, California, getting a ton of heat.
Oh, wow.
Because,
it's not from Florida.
Yeah, I know. It's in California. Over the weekend, because one of their employees looked like they were wearing blackface. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. Apparently, a woman told people she was a spa guest and had a mud mask. She had curlers in her hair and a shower cap to complete the costume. But that's not exactly clear what when you're looking at her. It didn't help the managers told people that they thought she was dressed as a Sharpie. So after a bunch of people complained, Staples issued a statement. She wasn't really one of their employees. She worked for Hewlett-Packard and was working in the store promoting their items. And two, while it was unintentional, it was still inappropriate. And she removed the costume. But yeah, the mud mask thing, I see what she was going for, but no, it looks like blackface. So,
well, at least she didn't lose her job over it.
No, she had all the best intentions. It was supposed to be a spa thing, but it came out like a woman wearing blackface. That's all I'm saying. All right, here's the next one. I don't know if we give this to the city of Salzburg, Austria, or the people of Salzburg, Austria. Either way, it's more than one, because in the city of Salzburg, Austria, they have put airbags on their lampposts to protect people from bumping into them because they're looking at their phones. That's right. So instead of telling people, hey, idiot, stop looking at your phone, instead, the people of Salzburg, Austria, the city government, has decided that installing airbags on all of their lampposts was a much better idea. So there you go, Gilbert.
Well, even though both are done with the best intentions, I got to go with Austria, because it's not often we hear one from a foreign country.
Oh, nice. See, there you go. Give it to the foreigners. Yeah, you know, could you imagine? Here's the city of Fairbanks, totally strapped for cash, but yet we're going to decide here's what we're going to do.
All right.
All right, there you go. Thank you, buddy. Well done. Yep, it's there. It's on the podcast